Moshe said, Moshe and Aaron said, V'nachnu ma kisalinu alav. What are we that you should incite complaints against us? So v'nachnu ma over here means, what are we? In other words, they are saying, we are nothing. We are but delegates. We are but representatives, emissaries of Hashem. And in this sense, kayach ma means the faculty of nothingness. Kayach ma, the faculty of what? The faculty of nothingness. It is that faculty in the human being that allows him to nullify himself, to abnegate himself to something which is transcendental, to something that is beyond him. It is that ability and potential in the human being to soar and rise above his parameters and limitations. It is that capacity that we have for self-transcendence. In one word, kayachma, the ability for nothingness. It is not a coincidence. And this is one of the reasons why children are often so wise. It's an experience we encounter. Children sometimes have a certain wisdom that does not exist in adults, because they have so much of that natural humility, which is the capacity to absorb things without having the need to treat them critically. When we hear something, when we sit by a lecture, a class, we read a book, the person is trying to convey a new idea, a new perspective. Immediately we have to become opinionated. Immediately we have critique. We have to criticize. We know his background, we know where he's coming from. I already understood this and I have this question and that answer. That's not chachma. And such a person will never be able to experience chachma. Chachma is the ability, stop, remain silent, become connected, and allow a new experience, a new intellectual experience, to become born within you. Then comes bina. Chachma without bina is disconnected from you. But bina without chachma, you have nothing to connect with besides yourself and your finite parameters. So chachma and bina are crucial stages in building a full, wholesome and constructive intellectual palace. Yeah. Your question is as follows. Is chachma just free thoughts flowing around in the mind? Or is chachma an experience of one point entering your mind? Oh, is chachma the ability, there's a certain intelligence out there that a person has the ability to tap into? Or is it not something outside, but rather ideas that were pre-existing that come together? Both dynamics are true in different conditions. First and foremost, chachma would be tapping in to specific wisdom and intelligence that exists in the realm of intellectual wisdom outside of the human being. And chachma is the ability to tap into that and access that, and internalize it within us, which is through bina. Including chachma includes also tapping into certain dynamics of one's own being and entity, including his subconscious, and accessing that. Yeah. When someone is reading a newspaper or listening to the radio, I may add, is there chachma? Or is there only bina? Okay. Yeah, I understand. It's chachma, a rear entity. In light of mentioned before, this is the difference and this is how you will know. Whenever you read something or you understand something that was already part of you before, it was part of your thinking process, part of your intellectual process, it's something that immediately fits into your character, your personality, to your objective personality of it. We're talking about a intellectual experience. We're not talking about an emotional experience by no means. When I used the word experience throughout the class today, I did not mean an emotional, subjective experience, but rather an intellectual, powerful experience. Whenever we read something in the news which is not totally new, perhaps this detailed fact is new, but the concept the quintessential concept is not new, then the stage of Chachma will be extremely subservient to the stage of Bina. There will always be a certain sense of Chachma, a certain sense of conception if you are hearing something new. But nevertheless, if it's not something that is truly new, in the sense that it's introducing a new perspective, a new dimension, a new mode of thinking, a new logical idea that you had no connection to, the stage of Chachma will be subordinate to the stage of Bina. What will be emphasized would be Bina, the details, the clear-cut understanding of all of it. However, when are we evident of the powerful experience of Chachma is when we're dealing with something that we totally don't understand. And when we understand it, it's news to us on many levels. That's when we experience also in our own lives Chachma, and that's indeed when Chachma is more emphasized. So to answer your question briefly, there is always the process of Chachma and Bina, but sometimes it is the Chachma that takes over and sometimes it is the Bina that takes over. I wanted to add that in human beings, although every single human being possesses both faculties, that's a given, nevertheless, by certain human beings, one is more emphasized than the other one. One is the dominant one and the other one is the subservient one. You have people who are very creative. They are extremely creative. We always had those friends in schools that when there was a mathematical riddle, they always had the answer within 2 minutes, 3 minutes. They have those creative minds to come up immediately with solutions for dilemmas. They're very good in conceiving new ideas, revolutionary ideas, new angles, etc. But they are miserable in articulating, in explaining, in conveying. They do not have that ability. There are others who are very poor in creating a new idea. They just do not have that ability. But they are extraordinary when you give them a seminal idea, a point in developing it, in processing it, in articulating all the ramifications, and then in communicating it, in explaining it, in defining it. Everyone has these two aspects. The question is, what is emphasized? And then you have those brilliant people who have the ability and and are superb in both aspects. Yeah. Says this?
I think someone said the kids are more simple. I'm asking you, Moshe and Aaron, were they on the level of Chachma and Bina? Which one was the first?
You're asking what is the connection to Moshe and Aaron regarding this issue? Because I brought the pasuk v'nachnu makis alinu alav. I do not want to now address the personality and characters of Moshe and Aaron from the perspective of Reb Shneur Zalman, but briefly you could say that Moshe is many times connected to the faculty of Chachma, indeed is seen many times to be the embodiment and personification of Chachma, of the sphere, of the attribute of Chachma. And in this sense, although usually Aaron is of another nature, but in this sense Aaron is also connected to Moshe, and therefore they both said V'nachnu Ma, as you pointed out in Parshas Shmini, Moshe tells Aaron, Lama Atabosh, why are you being bashful? So that you say the Baal Shem Tov explains that Lama Atabosh is Lama Atabosh. Since you possess the faculty of Ma, therefore you are bashful, you are humble, you are not overtaken by you all. But the actual concept of Moshe and Aaron is a discussion for itself. Yeah. 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 Okay, thank you very much. Since there are many people that listen to the tape, so briefly what this gentleman was telling us was that a statement that the son of the Rebbe Shneur Zalman, the Mittler Rebbe, indeed, even in the Alter Rebbe Svarim itself, it is also brought, though briefly and concisely, that this is the reason why Chachma, there is a certain, as mentioned before, an unambiguity, a certain sense of clarity that one experiences in Chachma that is almost like seeing something. Although one might refute what you have seen intellectually and logically, you'll say, listen, I have seen this. And therefore, there are certain stages of Chachma when one sees the concept that although logically there might be certain inconsistent things and certain things that might refute that logic, but nevertheless there is that level of Chacham which is called Re'iya, which some of the Tanayim and Amirayim, we know the story with Rav, who once said something and he was refuted by his colleagues, and it says, Shasik Rav. Rav was silent, he did not respond, but nevertheless he did not regret. He did not regret his previous opinion. He remained in his previous stand and ideology. So one of the reasons for it is, Chassidus explains, because there was a certain sense of seeing that although intellectually he did not have it figured out in all its details, but nevertheless it could not be refuted. However, I just have to explain that this is a higher level of Chachma. Over here in Perigim, what we are talking to is an intellectual experience of Chachma, which is a logical experience. It's not something that's beyond transcending logic, but it's that logic which comes from the idea and not from the human being and his character. Let's continue over here. Yeah, one more question, yeah? Very good question, yeah. Okay, the question is, in Perik Yitches of Tanya, the Alter Rebbe relates the facet of Chachma to the spiritual purity of the Jew, that dimension of the Jewish soul which is impenetrable by the evil inclination and which allows the Jew to actually give up his life for Hashem. Over here we are discussing Seichel in pure intellectual terms, not relating it to a divine or totally spiritual transcendental godly experience. What is the mashal over here? What is the nimshal? Is Perik Ches Chachma or is this Chachma? It's a very valid question, and I must emphasize, therefore, that in Perik Ches, we are discussing Chachma on a deeper level, and none of them is a mashal or a nimshal. In other words, Chachma, what is the essence of Chachma? One aspect. Chachma is the ability of a person to suspend himself and experience something beyond himself. Indeed, the Alter Rebbe elsewhere defines Chachma as Ayin and Bina as Yesh. Chachma as nothingness and Bina as somethingness. Why? Because in the stage of Chachma, the person allows himself to experience himself as nothingness and thus perceive and conceive something beyond him. Bina is the person back within his parameters. It is the person experiencing himself as something, experiencing himself as a defined entity who has potentials, who has faculties, who has attributes, and is accessing information. Chachma is the person going beyond himself. Bina is the person remaining intact as he is, with all his ups and downs, understanding something. That is the essence of Chachma and the essence of Bina. This essence exists on many levels. When you talk within the intellectual realm of experience, what is Chachma and Bina? What I have described previously. Chachma is the ability to conceive a new idea. Bina is the ability to comprehend the idea that you have conceived. When you talk, however, about a deeper level of reality, when you talk about spiritual reality, when you talk about the Neshama's relationship with Hashem, etc., what is Chachma and Bina over there? Bina will be the experience of having a relationship to Hashem within your terms of existence, within the parameters and the ramifications of your personality and character. And Chachma is that ability of the soul where it is totally abnegated and nullified, and it, which allows the divine essence to reveal itself and express itself. Indeed, we will also learn in chapter 35 of Tanya, where the Alter Rebbe says that there is a uniqueness in Chachma in the fact that it is the only aspect of the 10 spheres of the 10 supernal spheres, in which there is a revelation of the ultimate all-pervadingness, all-pervaded truth of Hashem. Why is that? Because it is only the experience of Chachma that allows a complete and total revelation of Hashem in His terms, not in our terms. So, Perek Gimel, we're talking a lower level of Chachma, how we experience Chachma within the intellectual experience of the Divine Soul. In Perek Yitches, he addresses the deeper aspects of the Divine Soul, the transcendental aspects that go beyond its attributes and faculties, and then Chachma takes on a newer dimension. So Chachma and Bina exist on many levels. Okay, is it clear? Let's continue. Vehenheim. We are holding Vehenheim. So what did Alter Rebbe say? Chachma is called Kayachma. And when one takes the potential in Kayachma and actualizes it and expresses it and reveals it, and he understands something, he says he contemplates something to understand it very well and it's full depth, that is called Bina. Because Bina is not creating something new. All the details were there in Chachma, but they were submerged in the totality of the idea. Bina is the evolution, the specification of the conception of Chachma, and comprehending it in full detail, very well, and in depth, and that's called Bina. And one of the reasons indeed it's called Bina is Bina, the etymology of the word Bina is Binyan, building, a building. Bina is creating an intellectual mansion, an intellectual building, which by definition is comprised of many, many chambers, compartments, and pieces of furniture. And the same is true regarding Bina. Vehein heim ava eim, vei chachma and Bina are the very father and mother, hamaylidais ahavas Hashem v'yirasa yapachadai, which give birth to the love of Hashem, and awe yira of Hashem, and dread pachad of Hashem. And over here we have a new name for chachma and Bina. Chachma defined as a father, an av, and Bina as an aim, as a mother. And indeed in many Kabbalistic and Hasidic writings, we have the two central words of Abba and Ima. Abba is the code word for Chachma, and Ima is the code word for Bina. Why? What is the difference and the relationship between a father and a mother regarding the creation of a child? The father is the one who generates a specific substance, a liquid which is very small, that is almost like a code, which is totally non-compartmentalized, which is a seminal point of existence. And then the father transmits that to the mother, the husband to his wife. And the mother takes that substance, nurtures it, develops it, and ultimately gives birth to a beautiful child who possesses and who consists of a many of lambs, limbs, organs, sinews, and all the different compartments of the human body. So the father is Chachma and the mother is Bina. The father is the one who introduces the seminal idea, who introduces the quintessence, who introduces the point, the crux, the essence. The mother has the ability of Bina, of taking that and creating a palace out of it. And this, indeed, also gives insight to another difference between Chachma and Bina. Chachma will never take time. Chachma will occur instantaneously. The experience of Chachma is a momentary experience, an immediate experience. The preparations for Chachma take time. They might take hours, they might take days, weeks, years. But the actual experience of Chachma, whoever experienced knows, is an instant experience. That flash of wisdom happens in a split second, in a split moment. It happens and that's it. Either you hold on to it, you grasp it, and then you transmit it to the realm of Bina, or you lose it. And indeed we see many times, after the experience of Chachma, if you stop thinking about it, You have it. Oh, I have the answer. And you go away doing something else. And then 2 hours you come back and you want to figure it out. Over. You lost it. If you do not immediately after Chachma hold on tight to it, you will lose it. After Bina, after the stage of Bina, you don't have to hold on to it. Once you did Bina, you created from it a whole edifice, an entire home, then you could go do something else and you'll come back a week later and have the whole thing once again. You bring it back from your memory storage house. But Chachma, you have to hold on to it. What is the difference for this? The difference of this is due to the same above mentioned reason. Chachma, you did not understand it. It is the thing, the object, the intellectual idea that revealed itself within you, that expressed itself within you. Of course, you conceived it, but it is that stage of the process where you were nullified. So if you go away doing something else and you come back, you won't have it anymore. Why won't you have it anymore? Because you never had it. Bina, you have it. You comprehend it. It became internalized. You integrated it within your psyche, within your cognitive experience. So even if you go away and you do something else a week later, someone says, explain it to me again, a few seconds and it's back. Because it became part of you. Why is it that sometimes we sit by a beautiful Shia class lecture and we understand every word the man is saying? And it's so beautiful. It's amazing. It's extraordinary. It's so sweet. And then you come home, so your wife asks you, so what did he say today? Oh, it was a beautiful class. What was it about? It was extraordinary. I never heard such amazing words. It gave insight into what I experience every day. So tell me, what did he say? Well, he said, and you just don't get it. And you start thinking about it, and you did not understand a word the man said. What is the reason for this? The reason for this is that when you're sitting by a class, if you're a true student, Chachma is the dominant factor, not Bina. Unless there are those people who immediately, when they're sitting already, are thinking what their next question will be. But the average human being is the stage of Chachma. In the stage of Chachma, you did not get it. You suspended yourself, and therefore you have it. Then comes stage two. After the class, the person goes to his own corner and begins taking it down and applying it and relating it to his realm of experience. And remember, the glamour will never be the same. You'll try to remember that intensity, that intuition that you had, and it will not come back. But nevertheless, Bina is the moment when it becomes connected with you. So Chachma never takes time. Chachma is instantaneously. Because it's not you acting. It's the thing acting, and for that there's no time. There's no need for occupation of time. In Bina, it's you dissecting it. It's where you come into the picture. And therefore, there is a need for time. So the Av produces that liquid in a moment. And then that substance remains in the mother's womb for quite a while, for months and months. And this is also a metaphor for Bina. Bina is defined by the fact that it occupies time. It's a process. Chachma, by definition, is a flash, is a instant state of being. Bina, by definition, is a process. So Chachma and Bina are the father and the mother. And in the case of the divine soul experiences Chachma and then Bina, and this gives birth to a child. And what is the child? The child is the love of Hashem or the awe of Hashem. These are the emotional experiences, the emotional responses where the person becomes subjectively involved. So when Chachma conceives godliness, and when Bina takes it from the realm of Chachma and comprehends it and internalizes it, and it becomes a beautiful intellectual edifice, now the child is born. From the union of Chachma and Bina, from the father and the mother, love to Hashem is born, and awe of Hashem is born. What is the process of transmission from Chachma or Bina? Are there levels within them? what allows the person indeed to have Bina. Yes. I must caution that although the details we are discussing today, it's still quite general, and Chachma itself, there are many facets, and Bina itself, there are many of facets and characteristics and gradations and ranks, etc. But nevertheless, there is nothing in the middle between Chachma and Bina. As mentioned from the Zohar, these are two inseparable friends, and Chachma has the ability to transmit to Bina. As mentioned before, it is that mode of experience in Chachma where the person transcends himself, and Bina is that mode where the person returns back to himself and begins contemplating it according to his own terms. So by their very definition, Chachma allows to transfer to Bina. Thank you. But nevertheless, there is that crucial statement of our sages in Sefer Yetzirah, Havein b'chachma v'chachem b'bina. Don't allow it to remain Chachmadik, and don't allow it to remain Binadik. The Chachma must lead to Bina, and the Bina, like a spiral staircase, must lead ultimately back to Chachma. And the combination of the two is what produces a wonderful child. Have a good day and a wonderful week. Before you stand up, let me just announce regarding the schedule of the following weeks. The next week, the Sunday, the 13th day of Nisan, April 20th, there will not be a class. The following week, Sunday, the 27th of April, Chaf Nisan, there will not be a class. As well as the following week, May 4th, Sunday, Chav Zayin Nisan, there will not be a class. So the following 3 weeks, 3 Sundays, there will not be a class. This class will resume on the 4th day of Iyar, Sunday, May 11th. The reason is I was asked this week to travel for Pesach in the days following to the Jewish community of Kobe, Japan, to lead the communal Sdarim for the Jews who live over there, and more importantly to lecture and give classes regarding Jewish mysticism and spirituality. Unfortunately, a lot of Jews who traveled there, it was for the reason that they felt that there is no spirituality that could be found in their heritage, and thus they went to experiment other disciplines, especially Far Eastern philosophies and disciplines. So part of my mission is to try to introduce to the Jewish people the rich and beautiful spiritual qualities of their very own heritage. So hopefully I will be able to bring you regards from our brothers and sisters in Kobe, Japan, and have a kosher and a freilich in Pesach.
Rabbi Jacobson delivers this weekly class on the Tanya each Sunday morning at Heichel Menachem in the Borough Park section of Brooklyn, New York. To order additional tapes or to receive the tapes weekly by mail, please call Heichel Menachem at 718-633-1076.